CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. New report from the Institute of Medicine finds $750 billion, with a B, dollars each year lost to waste, fraud, and abuse in the U.S. healthcare system. One of the medical committee members is Helen Darling.
The U.S. healthcare system is so big and it's so complicated, there's almost in every domain there's going to be something that could be improved pretty dramatically and yield considerable savings.
The report found roughly 30 cents of every dollar spent on healthcare wasted. Here's a good healthcare story. Give yourself a pat on the back if you have school-aged children.
Most children who are a year and a half to 3 years old are getting the recommended immunizations according to the CDC. Coverage continued to meet or exceed the National Healthy People 2020 objectives of 90%. But the CDC's Dr. Melinda Wharton says we must stay vigilant, especially when it comes to measles.
We're very fortunate that we don't have ongoing circulation of measles in the United States, but it does continue to circulate in other parts of the world.
She says despite the complexities of vaccine schedule, she's encouraged by the immunization rates in this country. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
A bit of a rally on Wall Street after word that new unemployment benefits applications went down some last week, though still high at 365,000. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
A lot of people believe that this rally is a short-term rally. Volume is still quite thin. It should pick up now that Labor Day is behind us. But the sentiment right now is cautiously optimistic for investors. Let's not forget it's an election year, and that typically causes a lot of uncertainty for investors, which we know Wall Street doesn't like.
The service sector also created more jobs last month. The European Central Bank announced today it would buy bonds from recession-suffering countries, though it didn't say how much. On Wall Street, the Dow has been up about 220 points. Nasdaq's gained 63. Palestinians are criticizing the Democratic Party's decision to declare Jerusalem the Israeli capital at the National Convention, saying the language is at odds with U.S. administration policy. President Obama speaks tonight at the convention and will accept the nomination to keep his job. The Governor's Highway Safety Association is calling for a nationwide ban on using handheld cell phones while driving. Spokesman Jonathan Adkins.
We really want to send a message that using your cell phone while driving is dangerous, and we think it should be illegal.
10 states and D.C. outlaw it right now. Music to drive by. Billboard's out with its Songs of Summer chart. What was number one between Memorial Day and Labor Day? That one, Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. And while we're on a roll here, Texas has the highest speed limit in the country on 41 miles of I-35 between Austin and San Antonio, 85 miles an hour. It's been reported that Texans have been driving that fast there anyway. This is CBS News.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you gotta call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've gotta call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Some big chain restaurant workers say the boss owes them some overtime money.
It's Lobster Fest at Red Lobster.
The people who serve you at Red Lobster and the Olive Garden and other eateries suing their parent company because they say they've been cheated out of overtime pay. Darden Restaurants and its subsidiaries have 180,000 employees working in more than 2,000 restaurants. Their lawsuit claims they were not properly paid for required work like cleaning and preparation. Their attorneys are looking for class action status.
Olive Garden, when you're here, you're family.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Actress Katie Holmes has a new big-time modeling contract as Bobby Brown Cosmetics' first celebrity spokeswoman. She's just done a movie on Broadway as well, and she's doing okay since the split with Tom Cruise. Katie has her own clothing line, too, Holmes and Yang, and Bobby Brown will be the lead makeup artist for her big fashion show next spring. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the Certified Pre-Owned Lincoln of your choice, which also comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Autumn Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 10-1-12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
We got things to talk about because it's Thursday, and every Thursday we have things to talk about. We're going to talk to Brian from the Rib Line. We're going to talk to Debbie Cash from downtown.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
As promised, I'm not going to get into the whole convention thing and all that stuff, but there's something that's come up between both parties that I have to mention, and that's now, you know, did you leave God out of your platform? You know, it's like, please, leave God out of it. I know from a little birdie that God tries to avoid Washington, D.C. whenever possible.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Wow. Now San Luis Diagnostic Center has a new MR scanner to meet everyone's needs. If you're somewhat claustrophobic or simply uncomfortable being placed in a small tube, you can choose the brand new 3 Tesla Open MRI. This new gold standard in MR imaging was previously available only at research institutions such as the Mayo Clinic. Now it's available locally at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the most open ultra-high-field scanner in the world, and its state-of-the-art technology can diagnose disease far earlier, with radiologists specially trained in the interpretation of neurological and bone and joint diseases. San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an uncompromising combination of technology and physician expertise. The next time your doctor recommends that you have an MRI, insist on the best. The Ultra High Field Open MRI, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center. All major insurances accepted.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
We're back. Sorry. All right, well, here's what we're going to do now. We're going to do our Who's It's and What's It's according to the Tribune and what happened on this day in history, and we're going to find out exactly what they have to say about that. And here's what they have to say. Plus, we're going to have our, if a thought for the day is worth thinking about, then we'll have a thought for the day, but a lot of times it's not. Our highlight in history on September 6th in 1997, a public funeral was held for Princess Diana at Westminster Abbey in London 6 days after her death in a car crash in Paris.
On this date in 1901, President William McKinley was shot and mortally wounded by anarchist Leon Zagolzi in Buffalo, New York. In 1970, Palestinian guerrillas seized control of the U.S. three U.S.-bound jetliners. Two were later blown up on the ground in Jordan, along with a London-bound plane hijacked on September 9th. The fourth plane was destroyed on the ground in Egypt. No hostages were harmed. Well, here's our thought for the day from Mr. P.G. Woodhouse. It is a good rule in life to apologize. The right sort of people do not want apologies, and the wrong sort of people take mean advantage of them. I don't know if I'm supposed to apologize now or not. I've been left confused. Our birthday today, rock singer, musician Roger Waters is 69, excuse me, from Pink Floyd, actor, comedian Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a redneck if you're 54. Rhythm and blues singer Macy Gray is 45, and rapper Foxy Brown is 34 today. Happy birthday to them, but most especially to you if it is yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, we're diving in first thing today. I have to tell you the truth. Brian from the Riblines here, and he's got a plan going on that's kind of fun. Hi, Brian. Good to see you.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. We talked a little bit off mic about how this summer went, and I think he had a good summer, which is kind of great. And I think the Central Coast did pretty well generally as far as getting the touristas over here and having a pretty decent summer. Why, we never understand, because when you go to the beach, it's always foggy, but they want to cool off, so they don't care. Anyway, let me mention this, because I didn't really know about this. I told you I don't get out much. Now, you have a new spot in Grover.
Oh yeah.
And where is it in Grover?
It's at 228 West Grand, down by the dunes.
I was gonna say it's really close, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good for you. And you've been there about a year.
Yeah, we just had our 1 year anniversary.
Okay.
You missed it. We were doing $1 refills on any beer and wine that day.
How come I don't hear about this? Nobody. How come Warren doesn't come and tell me? Bill, would you like a beer? Anyway, so let's talk about the Ribline. Now, you've owned the Ribline for how long now?
About 2.5 years now.
Okay. And I will say this, and I mean this in all sincerity. The last time we talked to Brian, it's come a long way, baby. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, the Ribline had some problems along the way, and if you'd eaten there before 2.5 years ago, you might have said to yourself, I'm not touching that. Touch it. It's really worthwhile. Brian does a great job over there. His chili's a little hot. You gotta like spicy chili though if you want to eat his chili. It's really good chili. I'm told by people that can stand spicy hot chili. I couldn't do it. I tried.
We're anyway. 3 for 3 on the chili cook-offs on that.
Really? Are you?
Yeah. We just recently won the Central Coast
good
chili
for,
cook-off.
Good for you. Oh,
AG.
They had the thing down there in Biddle Park.
Yep.
Oh, and you won that.
We won it.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Why, people can take that spicy stuff more than I can. I don't know.
It's all about that tri-tip chili.
Well, that's the thing that's really... Now, is your tri-tip chili hot, too?
It's got a little kiss. It's called the triple threat tri-tip chili.
Oh, that's it. You fed me some of that. I couldn't eat that either. I'm a wuss when it comes to this chili affair, I'll tell you. I bet there was a lot of hot chilies in a chili cook-off thing. I mean, I bet there were some pretty wild chilies.
We had such a long line, I didn't get a chance to get out and taste very many, unfortunately.
Really?
We had
a
line about 30 to 40 people deep the entire time.
Wow.
Had my head down scooping chili.
Scooping chili. Wow, good for you. That's a fun event, too. And congratulations on winning that. That's really cool.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk about, you have an idea in your brain that I like. Now, the Ribline we have seen, and I don't know if you're going to continue to do this, or I think I've been told you might try to do something on your own, and this is what we're talking about. You have done some of the twofer things with the Tribune,
mm-hmm.
Where you get $20 for $10 or whatever it is like that. And has that proved to be fairly successful?
Yeah, it's great because we get to reward our loyal customers by having some kind of special like that. And it does get us some new customers with the little bit of advertising they give us, too.
Right, right. So I would think so. But now tell me what you're doing now.
So now, that program isn't always the best for the restaurants. It's great for the customers, but we don't get very much of that money. But it always has a great response. Our customers love it. So I thought we'd have a similar deal, but instead of the Tribune or whatever company we use to keep in all that revenues,
right.
We'll just keep it all our own and use it to buy a food truck.
There you go. So we talked about this again, the great food truck race, and he wants to be involved in the middle of that. He wants to get his what's the guy's name that runs that thing? Taylor Florence.
Taylor. Yeah.
He wants to be up to his elbows in food trucks. But anyway, it's a neat idea. It really is. As a matter of fact, this is really coincidentally weird. There's a meeting that is the Slow PD puts on with people in the community about things that are problems or whatever like that, how with mm-hmm. Polly and all that. So anyway, and they meet tonight at 4:30. I should tell you this. They meet tonight at 4:30 at the Ludwig Center on Santa Rosa. You know where that is?
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things, the topic, the first topic of conversation tonight is going to be food trucks.
Really?
Yes. And so I have to admit, it was a little bit of a head scratcher to me. I've never, ever heard of someone complain about a food truck. I never have. Have you?
Not usually, not unless the food wasn't good.
Well, no, that you know, there's that. But I mean, so I have to admit, it was very interesting to me. And if you got nothing to do at 4:30, you might want to see what they have to say. But
I
it's very strange.
Head down there.
That's just so. Anyway, they're going to do something about that. But anyway, so the idea of a food truck and having ribeye food on a food truck, this is really good. I don't know how the food trucks decide, and you're going to have to learn. You know, how do you decide where to stop, when to stop, all that? Because you have there's places that have these. They have a lot of people in one place. But you got to hit it at a certain time, and you're probably going to be there with five other food trucks.
You set up certain routes with different companies,
yeah.
And that's part of what we're doing by getting some of the business backers, like the program we're running. Hopefully, allow us some of those businesses will let us come in and you know serve their employees, so they don't have to go off campus or go away
right,
from their
right.
business and get fed.
Good idea. As in the Navy, of course, we called these roach coaches, but they were great. I mean, you're out in the middle of Alameda on a pier. You know, you got a whole airfield you got to cross to try to get something to eat. It was really nice to have the food trucks come by. All right, so let's talk about the backers and what kind of a program you have going.
So basically, we're doing a few different levels of the backer for individuals and businesses. I'll tell you a little bit about the individual one. For the first level, we're doing $50. You get $75 in gift certificates.
Can't beat that.
$50 for any ribeye restaurant or farmer's market, anywhere you see us, basically. And then $25 that's basically meant just for the food truck to try to help us boost that business.
Okay.
The next level up, we kind of incentivize you to move up. The next level is $100, and you get $200. So you get the two-for-one that we were talking about earlier. $50 of that will have to be just used for the food truck.
Okay, cool.
The next level is where it gets kind of cool because for $200, you get $400 in gift certificates, so you get the two-for-one. But you also get a ribeye T-shirt that's going to be exclusively designed for our backers. You're also going to get invited to our ribeye food truck party. So right when we have that food truck delivered to us, we're going to have a party to celebrate it, and you'll be invited to it.
Good.
And actually, for the first 100 of the Polypack backers at $200, you're also going to get your name on the truck.
Oh, wow, that's neat.
So we're going to have a little thank you spot for sponsors, and people will get their name on the truck.
Cool.
And then, of course, the last level is the Ribeye Legends, and that's for $300. You'll basically get the whole package of the Polypack package, and you'll also get your name on the truck as a Ribeye Legend.
As a legend, not just a person, but as a legend, for God's sake. That's really cool. Here's the other thing, too. This is you're doing this at a really good time, if I don't mind saying so. It's September, I know, and I'm sure we'll see Christmas decorations in the stores in the next week, by next week, I think. But here's the deal. Get certificates for people for gifts for Christmas. What a great idea that is. And here you're getting, you know, double what you're spending. So I'll be the first to say that's a great idea, I think. And I've taken advantage of the twofers, and I've also just been over to Brian's Ribeye. And it's really good food. I'm going to compliment you. It's very, very good. And if you haven't been at Ribeye for a while, you really need to give it a shot because, really, Brian's done a great job with it. Do you ever get pooped out? You ever sometimes say, this is a lot of work?
It's funny because I came up with this food truck idea while I was on vacation with my wife for our daughter's birthday. And we have another kid on the way due December
really?
1st, a little boy.
Congratulations.
You know, figure, what else can we add to the plate?
Yeah,
my
really.
Wife looked at me like it was crazy,
like
of course.
Crazy, I bet, yeah, because that's more work. It's hard work, restaurants of any kind. I don't care what they are. They're just, and we're both fans of the Food Network,
mm-hmm.
and so we watch these people. The other one I find kind of interesting is, beside the Great Food Truck Race, is the Restaurant Impossible thing.
Oh, I love that show.
And what's really interesting about that show to me is you see, you know, the people that have struggled and can't see the forest for the trees. And you say to yourself, well, how come they can't see that? But people don't. You know, they get in a bad rut. I'm going to say this to you honestly. The Ribeye was in a bad rut for a while.
It was.
And so before you took it over. And so people, they just kind of, I don't know why. We talked about other restaurants and how come people don't sort of notice that there's something not quite right with what they're doing, but, you know, they do it. And so these people with this Restaurant Impossible, they're up against the wall. You know, they've sold their houses. They've got nothing, you know, and they're hoping not to lose the business. And that guy goes in there and gives it the go.
kind of gives you hope as far as a small restaurant.
Yeah, gives you hope. Yeah, really. But it's there's nothing. If one thing comes out of what you see on the Food Network, as far as I'm concerned, is how arduous the work is. I mean, it's really tough. And even when they do Guy Fieri's little funny thing, you know, the Diners, Drive-In, Dive. And basically what he's doing is he's basically going and patting line cooks on the back is really what it comes down to. But at the same time, it's amazing some of the stuff that people have concocted. It's amazing. Oh. Not only is it amazing what they've concocted, it's amazing what people put in their mouth and swallow. I got to tell you the truth, it's really quite something. So it's very interesting. What is your most popular menu item?
Tri-tip sandwich.
Tri-tip sandwich.
We sell so much tri-tip.
That's really cool.
But down in you'd be surprised down in Grover Beach, we go through baby backs almost like water. It's a tough call between baby backs and tri-tip in Grover.
And isn't it kind of weird when the geographic location is not that, I mean, it's 10 miles, and yet, you know, you have that happen. But again, you know, a lot of the influence on this whole thing is, in my opinion, it's valley driven. You know, in the summertime, it's very much valley driven, and whatever they want to eat in the valley, that's what they're going to eat when they come over here, or something better.
I'm glad they like meat.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of vegans over there in the valley. I just don't like it over there. So anyway, but that's interesting, and the thing that's also interesting is that, you know, we have, I'm not going to say we have, well, I'm going to say this, we have food businesses that are pretty dependent on having that tourism industry in the summertime. Then we have people that are sort of isolated, and they pretty much have to depend on their own local souls, you know, to kind of keep things going, and it just sort of depends on, you know, where it is. That kind of, it just sort of depends. In Atascadero, Phil Dirks wrote a column the other day, and they're going to spend $100,000 on some guy, or $135,000 on somebody to come in and tell them how to get more people into Atascadero, how to get more tourists. Well, his comment was, you're not going to. You know, you have the wine country to the north, you have San Luis Obispo and the missions to the south. Atascadero is probably going to have to depend on itself, and that's a reality that some people have to face, I think, and that's okay. You know, it's fine if it were. You know, look at. Although Paso, I suppose Paso has really emerged a lot as far as their food.
They've come a long way.
Yeah, but again, that's also driven a little bit by the wine industry up there. You know, people visiting up there and going to the wine.
We do a lot of jobs in Paso, a lot of events.
Oh, that's, you do catering too.
We do a lot of catering.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay. That's that's another bunch of hard work.
I thank my wife for that one. She keeps us booked.
Really good for her.
Yeah,
good
every weekend.
It's always surprised me a little bit. I'm not a wine drinker, I suppose, is why. To me, rather than go over hither and yon all over the county trying to drink wine, I would just go to the market, buy a bottle of wine, sit home, and say, okay, this is wine. Good enough for me. Anyway, but people love to do the wine tasting, the program, and the whole thing. Now, let's talk about your locations. So now you have two locations. One's in San Luis Obispo at?
At 12308 Los Osos Valley Road. Right between Toyota and Honda in the Bear Valley Center.
Let me ask you a question. Bear Valley Center, and it's between Honda and Toyota. Question. Have, since the Target opened and that shopping center, Dick's Sporting Goods, has that improved your business, or do you think it's hurt your business?
I haven't noticed much difference from the Target, but we are a real popular stop for people going to Costco.
Oh, you are.
That has helped
okay.
out
that's
tremendously.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
The numbers.
I just wonder, I ask you that because, you know, Los Osos Valley Road now, at certain times of the day, you might as well just get out of your car and walk across the hoods, you know what I mean, because that's the only way you're going to get somewhere. And so when that happens, I wonder sometimes, but then actually it may be helpful. You know, you say you're sitting there in traffic, it's rush hour, you're torqued off, you know, it's going to be another half hour before you get over the bridge and you go, well, the rib line's right over here, I can just go have dinner.
There you go.
So
just
I think
pick
that might work, you know, that might work. Interesting. And you know what, that's a testament, I think, to what you're doing is the fact that people will come to the rib line when you can get a buck hot dog or whatever it is at Costco and a pizza. And so that's really, that's neat. That speaks well, I think, because, you know, a lot of people like to eat cheap. But you can't get cheaper than that.
No, I pride myself on quality.
Yeah, the thing we all have to find out about Costco is why do you always have to have the? Why can't you just get an extra hot dog without a Coke? You don't want another Coke. You just had one, and you can refill 100 times. I don't know what kind of a racket that is.
How can you eat two of those hot dogs? Those things are huge.
I don't know. Hebrew Nationals, they say. All right. So here's what we got going. Let's talk about Engrover Square. I did mention that we're down on Grand, right by the beach. If you're in the 200 block, it's right there. And so don't forget this new food truck program's going on. And so for a half rack backer, you donate $50, you get $75 in Ribline gift certificates. If you're a full rack backer, you donate $100, receive $200 in Ribline gift certificates. A polypack beach box backer, you get $200. You donate $200, you get $400 in Ribline gift certificates to use at any location or farmer's market, et cetera. Can you get a Ribline T-shirt?
Yeah, you get an exclusive Ribline T-shirt.
Cool, a Ribline T-shirt and the Ribline food truck party on it. And then a Ribline legend, you're going to be listed as a legend on the truck, as are the other people who are going to be backers. And that's $300, and you receive everything in the poly pack beach box backer. Oh, and here's the thing. So what you need to do is, and because there's no way to do this, you know, in a radio interview, we've talked about some of your items, but what people need to do is go to the Ribline, just to Google Ribline, SLO.
You can go to Ribline.com.
No, go to Ribline.com either way. And you can see it's a very nice menu, lots of different directions you go in that, and I think people will be impressed. Plus you have delivery.
Free delivery to San Luis, Avila, and all five cities.
Wow.
I know. That we're really trying to get the word out in the five cities about the free delivery. We really haven't picked up there quite as much as we would hoped, but that's what we're trying to do next is concentrate on delivery.
Cool. Brian, what's, tell me your last name. I sort of say just call you Brian because you have an interesting last name.
Appiano.
Yes, I'm not going to remember
Slightly
that.
Italian.
I'm not going to remember that. I can't even write it down. Remember.
That's why I have a tri-tip pasta down in Grover Beach on special right now.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Braised tri-tip pasta. It's delicious.
Wow, that sounds good. How fun. All right. You sound like one of my Jersey boys. So here's what you can do. For more information on this, don't forget to go to ribline.com, and don't forget to try their chili, the award-winning chili from the Big Chili Cook-Off this year. But be prepared for spicy. I gotta warn you, if you're not a spicy, be prepared for spicy. But it's excellent. I mean, it's got tri-tip and everything. What do you call it? Three alarm.
Sure, yeah, the triple threat.
Triple threat. Three alarm?
You're going to have to come down and try my beach balls down in Grover Beach.
Your beach balls?
Hand-rolled sweet potato balls with cheddar cheese, jalapenos, bacon, and a Firestone D-Bay batter. When it comes out of the fryer, I inject it with ranch.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Wow. Now, where'd you come up with that thing?
That was a late-night special.
I was sitting there. I was looking at what I had. You know, okay, I'm going to do this. But that's what's neat. I have to tell you something, and that's why I think you and I both like the Food Network. It's really neat to see people that will just pull something out of the hat and say, okay, I'm going to give this a shot, and it just is totally yummy and successful, and I that's really cool, I think.
That's what happened with the beach balls. People loved them. They were on special, and they made our menu.
I am delighted to have Brian with me today, and don't forget to go to ribline.com. You'll get information about this, I assume, on the site.
Definitely.
And see what's going on, and stop by for chow because you'll really like it, too. And, Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate it, sir. Take care.
Hello, Bill Senna's Insurance Services. How may I help you?
My mother-in-law just moved in, and I think she slipped a cog in her wheel, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she's 89 years old and still insists on driving her car, cooks and leaves the oven on, and her medical bills are through the roof. Can you help?
Of course we can help. Bill Senna's Insurance is a full-service insurance agency and has been in business for over 20 years, offering top insurance carriers, giving you only the best protection for the whole family. Medical, dental, home, auto, business, long-term care, life insurance, and even Medicare prescription drug plans for your mother-in-law.
So you're a one-stop shop for all my insurance needs?
Yes, we are. Bill Senna's Insurance gives you peace of mind.
So we're covered if she burns the house down?
Absolutely. And Bill Senna's Insurance Service never charges a fee for our service. And we'll find the right policy for you.
Good. Because I want to live life large and fully charged.
Bill Senna's Insurance is on East Grand Avenue in Dollar Store Center in Arroyo Grande. Or call 489-HELP. That's 489-HELP.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's line of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded, out of the park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera.
come in soon.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
Okay, as we wait for the steam-powered computer to get operating here, because we have something special. I have something special. And until this thing loads and says, okay, Bill, go ahead, I can't do it. But now, we're getting there. We're close. We're getting there. We're close. We're close. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're close. I think, there.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova.
Downtown for 2 o'clock. Hey, there's a reason I play downtown, because I have with me Deborah Cash right now, who's in charge of the downtown BIA. She's the commanding general. And Deborah, it is nice to see you and to meet you actually in person for the first time ever.
Well, I think we've met a long time ago
probably,
when you guys were over on Touro Street. But
probably,
I was Deborah Hawley back then. We were the BIA back then. We're now the Downtown Association.
That's right. You were
and we used to fine people for saying BIA, but I won't fine you, Bill, because I think you're a pretty fine guy without a fine.
Thanks. I needed that. All right. Now, this is somebody sent me an email, and I don't know. I got it at home, and I was like, well, this is really fortuitous that they sent me this, but I don't know who it was, and I'm glad I got it because I can talk to you. There's a meeting coming up sometime in September, a special meeting that they're going to talk about downtown something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The only meeting I know about in September has to do with the parking ordinances for...
This was something else. I was going to print it out, but unfortunately somebody did one of these things where they do it on white on dark.
Well, we did a State of the Downtown on August 15th.
No, I know you did that, but
okay.
I thought there was another thing that was going to be sort of like that. But anyway, So tell me how you felt about the State of the Downtown at that.
You know, I'm a cautiously optimistic person, but an foreverly optimistic person. And when I started doing the research into the sales tax numbers and into the vacancies and into... taking the pulse of downtown, I am optimistic for a really good reason. I think that downtown is positioned well. Mm-hmm. I think it has a lot going on for it. And, you know, what people really look for in downtown is experience more than anything else.
Right,
and
right.
So, you know, I've heard, well, people don't go downtown because of parking or this or that. They go out to the Los Osos Valley Road. But it's two completely different experiences. So you really can't compare the two. But, you know, you look at our concerts. You look at any of our Thursday night farmers market. You look at activities. Our vacancy rate is low. We've got a lot going on, and I'm happy about that.
Here's another thing, too, I want to mention. I'm going to get a little bit into your background and how you end up where you are.
Okay.
But the thing that is interesting also, I want to say this. It always drives me crazy when somebody sends a letter to the editor and says, I'm not going to San Luis Obispo anymore. I got a ticket. whose fault was that? I mean, you can go into a parking garage and park for free for the first hour. So I don't quite get where people's brains are with all that.
You know, it's interesting. A policeman once told me that people get madder about parking tickets than they do about speeding tickets.
Isn't that weird?
And, you know, what people really don't know about parking tickets is that the rate of capture, if you will, is only about 25%. So in other words,
there's lots of scoff laws.
There are 75% of meters that are expired that don't get ticketed.
I would like to say this about myself. In 35 years, I've only received one parking ticket downtown. Thank you very much.
Well, I went to Cal Poly, and if you went to Cal Poly, you know how to work parking because you have to, like parking shark.
Yeah.
But our main goal with parking is to provide enough space for everyone that needs it, which we do have, and then to have education about where to put your car when you do come downtown. And that's our biggest focus is we don't want to ticket people. We don't want to be the enemy. We're not the enemy. We are parking management, and we work with the city on that. And if people understood that, you know, there are... It's an hour free in the garage. There are places around the perimeter where you can park for 10 hours. Depends
right.
on how long you're going to be down there and what you need to do. And if you know that
right.
beforehand
right.
and you're willing just to, you know, be a little bit patient, you probably find a parking place.
Yeah,
so
I think so too.
We don't like to dwell on that too much because it really is one of those things where
it is what it is.
People get really upset about it, but if they, you know, understood how it works, kind of like a game. If they understood how it works,
yeah.
they could probably find a place to park their car and be perfectly happy and not get a ticket.
See, here's the thing. See, now they have this electronic, I don't know what that lady does with that thing, the parking lady. She does something electronically to know how long a car's been there. Now, it used to be like in Carmel, they used those chalk markers on your tire. So whenever I went to Carmel, I'd take a wet rag with me so I could wipe off the chalk mark.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to have to look into that, Bill, because I don't think that that's what that little thing does.
What is maybe that's a ticket printer.
It is just a ticket printer.
Oh,
there
okay.
is no – they are not down and you know, we just did dispelled a rumor about these smart meters that, you know, when you drive away, they reset or that they alert the parking monitors when your meter expires. I mean, if that happened, those two parking – service officers would be running around all over downtown,
right,
you know,
right.
the whole time. That's those things don't happen. It's not that complicated.
We're getting away from parking. We're
okay.
done with parking.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's talk about you and where did you grow up?
Well, I was actually born in Merced,
mm-hmm.
and my father was in the military in the Air Force, and so we moved around a lot. I grew
right.
up in Hawaii and Cocoa Beach, Florida. Ended up in San Antonio, Texas, and I ended up in San Diego, where I went to San Diego State, and then I came up here and went to Cuesta, where I got my AA, and then Cal Poly, where I eventually got my BS in journalism with a news editorial background.
So you've been here forever and ever.
Well, since 1974, but yeah, pretty long.
Yeah.
And in between some of those stints, I'm kind of an entrepreneur at heart, and I owned several businesses. But the most recent one was the wine shop in the network. Where in the 80s, where I was a member then of the BIA,
right.
a Business Improvement Association, and really interested in their activities and what they were all about, and then went through a series of jobs. Was a marketing director for the Mozart Festival,
mm-hmm.
which is now Festival Mosaic, and then and did an internship at the BIA then. In 1990, and so I've been with them 21 years.
Well, a long time. Yeah, good for
and,
you.
And I think my background of journalism and owning my own business and communications, because I did have a communications business at one time where I did resumes and things like that, kind of helps me in a lot of areas with the businesses downtown in that I've been there. I like getting the word out. I like listening to people's stories. I like helping. And then in 2000, after I'd been with the organization for a while, I attended on the National Main Street's certification program. So I am a certified Main Street manager, which means I understand all of the mechanics it takes to rent a downtown and to work with business owners.
Cool. Now, if I had to say, because I think we should say this, so what is the mission of the Downtown Association? What is the actual mission?
Thank you for asking that, because that was one of the things I wanted to talk about today. And at a recent strategic planning seminar that I went to, because we're getting ready to update our strategic plan, we have a nice mission statement, and the message was you need to be able to boil that statement down to 5 words. It should not be complicated. You should be able to say it, you know, one sentence in 5 words. And so I boil it down, and the 5 words are create a viable downtown.
Create a viable downtown. There you go.
Create an economically viable downtown. There's five.
Now, here's what's interesting, and obviously you've seen it like I've seen it. I've been here since 77. So I have my 35th anniversary coming up here in November.
Oh.
So here's the deal. But we've seen the ins and outs of recessions and bank bailouts and savings and loan debacles and all kinds of things that have affected the downtown. And so I would say at the lowest point of San Luis Obispo's that I've seen, if I had to say it was a low point, would be after the French Brothers bought the property for the downtown center. And they were going to build it, and then the savings and loan thing hit. And so here they bought Green Brothers and taken it out. They had a big hole in the ground, so we had a big hole in the ground in San Luis. So, and I felt very bad for them, really, because, it was economic forces outside of what anybody knew was going to happen. So here we had a big hole downtown for a while. JCPenney's left. We were tumbleweedy, you know. It was a little bit bleak downtown as far as...
We were tumbleweedy back when I moved here in 1974, and seriously, on Sundays, you could shoot a cannon down Hygera and not hit anybody.
Well, and the other thing, too, is businesses, and I say this sincerely, businesses in San Luis Obispo closed at 5 o'clock, period. That was it. 5 o'clock, everybody's gone. That's when they closed. And so, of course, there's been so much change since then. Of course, the downtown center, of course, has attracted so many people and looks so nice. And right now, we're in we have a couple of major vacancies because of the Sports Authority thing and them moving. But do you now are you involved in trying to help get that filled or not at all?
Not exactly. You know, we have our wish list of things that we'd like to see in the downtown, and in conversations with the city's economic development manager and the property owners. You know, we throw out ideas, but really, ultimately, it's up to the property owner to negotiate the lease and the tenant. And I am not concerned that property is going to remain vacant for long.
I wouldn't be concerned.
Yeah,
either.
I'm not concerned about that.
San Luis Obispo right now, and I'll use this term. I almost don't like to use this term because it sounds like something that, you know, somebody handed me a piece of paper. But San Luis Obispo's downtown is as vibrant right now as I've ever seen it. You know, for the number of restaurants.
Right, and going back to what you were saying about the tumbleweedy, okay, so in 74, you know, really the bars and restaurants were, you know, if you went to Sebastian's and you went to, the different restaurants and
Friar
and bars.
Tux.
Well, Friar Tux, good old brunch on, oh, yeah. And, you know, you look back at it, it really was kind of a sleepy kind of cowboy kind of college,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the evolution of it has had to do with the fact that people travel and they come through here and they love what they see and they want to stay and they want to enjoy it. You know, fixing up Mission Plaza had a lot to do with, you know, enhancing the Mission area. And I mean, I can remember when the Creek area was just a dump. You know, the backs of those buildings were just weeds, and there was old cars and trash back there.
And a tip of our hat to a former mayor, Ken Schwartz, who was in office at that time when that was done. And I've never had a chance to ask him this, but I hope that what he envisioned is what ended up being the Mission Plaza, because either way, it's really a great plaza.
I think for the most part it did, but knowing Ken and knowing, you know, subsequent proposals, he would have liked to seen that expanded to include like the Broad Street dog leg and up to Monterey Street.
Yeah.
I can see that he is a visionary and he's a wonderful and terrific person. And, you know, I call him one of our city's fathers. And, you know, he and Dave Romero and other people have had really big visions for our city and especially our downtown. So we're very grateful to people for willing to invest in downtown, guide city policy towards, you know, making sure downtown is stable. And I'll give you an example of that is in our general plan. You know, when there are developments on the periphery of the city, there needs to be an economic impact study done on how that will impact downtown. So,
right.
You know, that's very generous, and we appreciate that because a lot of towns don't have that.
Well, and here's a, but I think it's smart to be aware of that, to say, okay, what is this going to do? It's sort of like the city doing its own due diligence, as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's kind of like if you want to have the worst example in the whole wide world of somebody that was just outside the city limits that totally blew it by not asking, what's going to happen around here, anything? And that was the people where Moran Brothers Automotive is. Remember when they opened that, it was a drive-through. They put a drive-through deli kind of a thing. You know, you get beer and cigarettes and all that.
Right,
well,
yeah. Yeah,
then 6 months later, they built the Marigold Center. I think they failed to ask somebody what was going to go in that big field.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's worked out real well for Michael Moran. But anyway, that was one of those things where it was just kind of weird. The downtown in my – here's the thing that I see. It's sort of invisible to me, so I really didn't think about it. I had Randy Detmer, architect, San Luis architect in town, and Randy Detmer and I were talking, and I said, you know, I think what's really kind of cool is these new mixed-use things where you have condos and whatnot, and they put the lofts or whatever they call them over there at Railroad Square. And so I said, you know, that's – but he said, well, San Luis has always had quite a bit of that. And I said to my wife this morning, I said, you know, I've been thinking about what Randy said. Where has that been before? She goes, Bill, everything above Higuera, all these – what do you think's on the second floor of everything down there? No, so she's right. So it has been there. But I suppose it's now – maybe it's more visible or something because you see these new projects come along. So when they redid the Wyman Hotel, Craig Smith, an old Vietnam running mate of mine, when they did the Wyman – now, are those apartments upstairs?
They are.
And they're being occupied?
They're studio apartments, and I believe. And, yes, they are occupied. And, you know, the thing about living downtown is it takes a special kind of person. You need to like living in an urban setting and be able to, you know, realize that there's some noise that goes along with that.
But I think for a lot of people that would be fun. I think
a lot of people
would find
great.
That. Yeah,
I mean,
think they'd
you
like
go downtown San Francisco, and there's a lot of people living down there. But, like I said, it takes a special kind of person. And so, you know, one of the things that we're doing right now in working with developers is, you know, we kind of have a checklist, again, wish list of, you know, if you come into downtown and you bring residential, you bring mixed use, you know, here's some things we need to kind of look at and talk about. And that is, we do have a nightlife. And so,
your
tenants need to, A, be aware of it, and B, you know, you need to incorporate things into your building style that will minimize the impacts of that. And everyone's on board with it. I mean, we've had all the developers of all of the projects come to our Economic Activities Committee, our board meetings, and talk about the details of their projects and, you know, get input from us on those things. And so that's a really wonderful thing to have, is having developers that care and that will come and sit down with you and talk with you and, you know, solicit your input. And we have, like I said, checklists, we have wish lists, and we have good relationships with pretty much everyone that's doing development in the downtown. And so we're very grateful for that.
There's always, I don't care where it is, I don't care what town it is, as soon as somebody's going to build anything, there's always people that say, we don't need that, we don't want it, it's no good. And so the most recent of that was over on California Boulevard, that old gas station that has been vacant forever near the laundromat and 7-Eleven.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
And so there's finally now a mixed-use project going in there. Well, so somebody writes to the Tribune and says, I don't think it's appropriate and it's not going to be any good. I have to tell you the truth. I thought that they would be more grateful for what their proposal is there, which basically is fewer students around, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I mean, it's not catered to students. And so I would I've thought the neighborhood might respond very positively to that. But anyway, but there's always somebody. And that's okay. Somebody wrote a letter, and I mentioned this to you on the phone. I called you. They were dismayed because Slow Brew was moving over to the old Surf building.
Right.
And so they said, well, we just have too much of this downtown. Well, that didn't make sense to me because they're already downtown. I mean, they're part of what the downtown is, and as a matter of fact, they're becoming a real player in what's going on downtown as far as entertainment. And so for them to just change locales, which they have to do because they're going to do that whole block's coming down, they have to change. I thought that change was pretty right on. I thought it was dead on, that change of where they're moving to on Higuera. That was my opinion.
Well, let's look at a couple of things here. First of all, the thing about change is that San Luis Obispo has always changed. I've got, you know, a couple of books that show San Luis through the years, and if you go through and look, the one constant is change, and our opportunity is to help manage that change. We're not going to prevent it. We're not going to stop it, and we don't want to. Nothing ever stays the same, and so the best thing to do is manage that change and have a vision of what you want to see. With regard to the nightlife and the bars and the proliferation that we hear about and all of the issues associated with that, I have good news. And first of all, San Luis has always been a bar town. And I think someone told me 40 years ago there are more bars downtown than there are now. I don't know if that's true or not, but certainly it has always been part of the landscape. We're in a college town. We're in a young person's town. We're in a town where people visit. And so you're certainly going to have some of that. And energy is energy, and it's you're going to play game of whack-a-mole if you try and move the energy out of downtown to some other part of the town or say, you know, we're not going to do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to embrace the opportunities that these people bring for commerce and exposure. And we formed the Safe Nightlife Committee, and it's a bar and restaurant organization that is looking at ways to manage this change and be responsible. And so Hamish Marshall, who is the owner of the property and moving the Slow Brew over to Higuera Street, you know, came to our Economic Activities Committee and to Safe Nightlife and said, you know, here's our plan, here's the drawings, here are all the things. The interesting thing about this particular project is that Slow Brew attracts some really high-end entertainment that brings people downtown and from
Jeff,
all over.
Jeff Bridges most recently.
Yes. And so what will happen with this new venue is it's going to be very state of the art for groups that travel between San Francisco and L.A. and want to stop here. I mean, really big names. And so, you know, in a sense, like, I don't know if you watch Austin City Limits or anything like that, but, you know, entertainment is something people want. People want to socialize. They want to eat. They want to drink. They want to dance. They want to socialize. And having a setting that is perfect for that and is designed for that, all of their employees are lead trained through ABC. They are very responsible outlet owners in the downtown, right, if you will. And so I think that this knee-jerk reaction of, oh, my gosh, this is going to bring more bad things. They're going to clean up the back area of the creek. I don't know if you've been to San Antonio where the Riverwalk is.
I
grew up there, and that, you know, there was only a small portion of that that you could even walk at night safely, and now it's dining and barges and, you know, just it's wonderful, and I foresee, I don't see barges in San Luis Creek, but I do see that people and their families will be able to go out at night and walk, and it'll be lighted and will dissipate some of the problems that we actually have there now. So I see opportunity, and I see responsibility, and I understand when people are fearful, but I think we need to have open minds and open discussions and embrace the fact that change is coming.
I'm gonna ask you a question that you may or may not know the answer. I don't know the answer to this exactly. When they first blocked off Higuera on Farmers Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
there was no Farmers Market, and they just blocked
right.
off Higuera. I was not a big proponent of that idea. I thought if I had a teenage kid, I'd rather know they were burning a tank of gas going around in circles and God knows what else they could be doing.
Right.
But anyway, somebody came up, so the idea was forwarded, and everybody said, okay. So then we just had sort of a blank Higuera Street on Thursday night. I was hired to do the first remote when we did anything, and the first anything that happened on Figuera Street was we had a what do you call those things? Kite boards, something like that. they had a display of those.
Uh-huh.
And what was interesting was Tom Jones at that time said, mm-hmm. "Here, would you do a remote?" And we got people off the freeway coming to see it, which I was startled. I was like, "Wow, that's amazing." I thought, but anyway. So eventually, about this, do you have any idea whose idea the barbecue part of Farmers Market was, or whose idea the Farmers Market part of Farmers Market was?
Well, you know, I've heard from about five different people that they started the market. So
I did too.
That's it.
Six people.
So, and I was around when the market started, and I wasn't with the organization, but I had a business at the time. And I remember the streets being closed, and I remember there being no traffic, thinking, well, what's the point of that? Because that it was a solution to that problem, but it wasn't a solution to the problem.
Right.
And so I think the Downtown Association, the BIA then, and the city and business owners were going, ooh, this didn't actually turn out to be what we thought it was going to be. And that's when they invited businesses to come out onto the street. And I think Wine Street Inn, Tom, I think he brought out the first barbecue, and then Tooney from McClintock's brought out another barbecue. And there were some volleyball games, and then there were some activities like what you're talking about. And that was 1983. And I think it was kind of a joint effort with a number of people who were involved, either as business owners or members of the BIA at that time. And then the following year was when they contracted with the Farmers Market Association to bring the produce into the market. And from there, you know, that's the history. But the initial players know, I have varying stories, and that's fine.
Okay,
you know,
but here's the other thing I want to say, by the way. It's been so long since Tom and the Wine Street Inn was the Network Mall was redone and Tom left and all that. And it was weird because I was out at the airport when they first opened the Spirit of San Luis, and I was having a beer on the patio, and who comes out of an airplane but Tom?
Yeah, he had his own plane.
He had his own plane. He's living up in Northern California or somewhere. Anyway, so it was fun to see him and talk. Tom Mason. But here's what I want to say. We could use, if anybody's paying attention, that we could use a fondue restaurant in San Luis Obispo. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to open a fondue restaurant, I think that's the program right there.
I hope fondue comes back.
Me too.
We do love it. And when my husband and I went to Vermont not too long ago, they had a fabulous Swiss fondue place there that was fabulous. And I said to him, I wish we had the Wine Street Inn back.
Right.
But, you know, people with high cholesterol and Weight Watchers and all of that,
well,
you know, cheese.
So
we'll
cheese.
See.
Actually, you know, Nancy and I, my wife and I, we do fondue at home, but whenever we go up to Carmel, usually we'll go to the Barnyard, and there's a Swiss fondue place in there, and they do a nice job, so we'll go there. But
cool.
I've noticed that, you know, there was another place we were at, and they have some really yippy-skippy fondue places now. There was one in San Francisco we went to, you know, it was all highfalutin type stuff, you know, it was very interesting. Cheeses you never even heard of and you didn't know you should eat. But anyway, so I would like to have fondue back. I'm done with that. Okay.
And if you walk downtown these days, I mean, people say, oh, there's so many restaurants, but so what? I mean, there's so many really good restaurants with all different types of food for all different pocketbooks and atmospheres.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I think it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with having commerce. And that will change over time. You know, things come and go, and that's just how it is. But I think it's wonderful for people to say, let's go into San Luis and get a bite to eat and,
sure.
you know, go to a gallery or go to Art After Dark or go to a, you know, whatever they want to do. And
actually,
they
we're now more confounded, to tell you the truth. You know, there used to be X number of places to eat. Now there's dang many places to eat. You have to decide where you're going to go. Anyway, but that's true. There was another thing I was going to ask you about. Well, here's other things that come and go, too. You know what? I was reflecting on this after you and I talked on the phone. I was thinking to myself, you know, I read the other day where, I don't know, I saw an ad for it today, so I'm confused. I thought the writers organization, wasn't going to meet this year. They said that they weren't going to do the thing in the plaza and because there's just not enough people and it takes too much work. But then there's an ad for it, so I don't know what happened with that anyway. Let's not worry about that. But I was thinking about, you know, back in the days of La Fiesta. And so here was an event. But here's what happens. And I think that, you know, we older people, I'm going to use that term, need to get used to the fact that things evolve. And some of the things that were a hoot back, you know, when you were younger aren't a hoot to young people today. They have a whole different set of tastes.
That's exactly true.
Know? Yeah. And so La Fiesta and La Fiesta, I mean, the Del Martinis were way involved in La Fiesta and stuff.
Right.
And I had to MC the La Fiesta Queen's Dinner at Madonna Inn. And I was like threatened with my own life that I had to make sure I got every name right of every queen that had ever been La Fiesta queen. And
oh,
they
going
were all
back
there.
To the original gal, what was her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that she was very adamant about being included.
I just made sure I said it right. I can tell you that because boy, I put the fear of the Lord in.
Yeah, La Fiesta was a wonderful, wonderful period of our history, and we tried to revive it in 2004. I believe we got a generous grant, and we called it Fiesta de Slow, and we did all the right things, you know, which we do very well. We do events very well, and so we thought we were doing all the right things, but the people didn't come. There wasn't the same interest in that type of an activity as there had been back when I was going to it as a participant and, you know, really enjoying it from the sidelines and that. So we gave up on it after a couple of years, and I would love to see it come back again. But, you know, we have so many other events going on, and if I could just maybe talk about one that's coming up next week because it's kind of important for us.
There's one coming up this weekend, too. Emo at Nari's this weekend.
That's right. That is a big one, and it is such a mind-blower to go and look at the drawings that people do, and then they're gone the next day.
Well,
it's like,
I should do it. We're
like,
down to about a minute, so what's happened?
So Taste of San Luis is Wednesday, September 12th. So a week from today, it will be but a distant memory for the attendees. It is a wonderful, wonderful event. 60 wineries, food vendors, breweries, they come out and they serve portions of their finest offerings. And it's under the stars in Mission Plaza. We call it Black Tie, but that could be anything from your tuxedo to your best shorts. And we have Truth About Seafood as our band. We have a floor show. And it's just a magical evening, and it helps us, this year will help us pay for the lighting in the trees. And if you haven't seen the lighting in the trees downtown, it's pretty beautiful.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it really is. It really
so
is.
We hope people can come. They can just call the office to get information.
My guest has been Deborah Cash with the Downtown Association. Deborah, thanks for taking the time. I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you. So can I come back for
yes,
a second
ma'am.
Edition?
Yes, okay. ma'am. Yes, ma'am, you may. I promise.
To where they never close, downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. With breaking news near Chicago, former police officer Drew Peterson guilty of murdering his third wife, WBBM Radio's Mike Krauser.
They are unanimous. Drew Peterson has been found guilty of first-degree murder and the murder of his third wife, Kathleen Savio, in 2004, a death that was initially ruled an accident. And then, after Peterson's fourth wife, Stacy, went missing, the case was reopened.
The murder case was entirely circumstantial since there was no physical evidence in Savio's death. No fingerprints, hair, or other evidence was collected at that time. Peterson faces up to 60 years in prison at sentencing. As the markets close, it's been a good day after some improved economic news. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
We had the most powerful rally on Wall Street in about a month because we finally got some good news on the job front. Fewer people applied for unemployment benefits last week, and private employers went on their biggest hiring spree in 5 months. And we also finally got some concrete, specific news coming out of Europe. The president of the European Central Bank announced specifics of that bond buyback program.
The Dow gained 243 points. The Nasdaq was up 66 points on the day. An Institute of Medicine study finds 30 cents of every dollar we spend on health care is wasted. Committee member Helen Darling.
We don't have to have blunt cuts that people feel are takeaways of something valuable, but rather we would eliminate those things that do not add any value.
The estimate, $750 billion a year could be saved. Getting ready for tonight's speech at the Democratic National Convention and for the campaign push to come. President Obama, in a conference call to supporters, says he needs their help and their money.
I really need your help, guys. I need you to prove the cynics wrong one more time.
Talking to veterans in Concord, New Hampshire, Republican Mitt Romney.
The president needs to report tonight on his promises rather than try and reset a whole series of new promises that he also won't be able to keep.
Prosecutors in Idaho say a daycare worker has confessed to sexually abusing 23 children. Lisa Livingston's daughter attends the daycare center in Nampa.
It makes me sick, really sick, to know that there's people out there that are like this.
Her daughter is not among the alleged victims, who range in age from 5 to 12. The FBI is looking for a bank robber who's been called the bucket list bandit because he told the teller at one bank he only has 4 months to live. 9 bank robberies since June. FBI's using digital billboards these days. Longtime NFL owner Art Modell has died. He owned the Cleveland Browns for 40 years and was a key mover getting games on TV. Ron Fritz at the Baltimore Sun.
I think he's incredibly important to the current state of the NFL. I don't think you'd see football on 3 different networks, kind of a tribute to Art Modell.
He moved the team to Baltimore, renamed the Ravens in 96. He was 87. This is CBS News.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. you could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance or savings or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
The Martian rover is driving around doing a little scientific sightseeing.
After flying more than 350 million miles from Florida to Mars in 8 months, Curiosity's driven about the length of a football field since landing last month. Now scientists hope to find rocks to test its robot arm's ability to scoop and drill. Deputy Project Scientist Joy Crisp.
We have to select a rock that is good scientifically. That would be fine-grained and most likely would be a volcanic basalt rock, but we'll take whatever fine-grained rock we encounter.
Curiosity's mission manager says that could come in about a week, maybe more. So far, scientists say the only surprise is that everything is working so well. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
It just might put a strain on the friendship if your buddy called the airport and told them you might have liquid explosives on you, so they turn the jet around, make everybody get off, and take you from the plane in cuffs until they figure out it was an unfunny joke, a hoax. It happened in Philadelphia on a flight to Dallas. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Dad. What's new at the store these days?
Well, Kelly, there's always something new at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath.
Hey, in case you haven't been paying attention, Pops, I know that Mom is looking to spruce up the master bathroom. So what you thinking?
I'm thinking what's good for Mom is good for Dad. A good place to start is with a new vanity cabinet. And we've just received a fantastic new selection.
That sounds cool.
We've got just about any design or finish you could ask for. So there are tons of choices. And they're all pre-assembled, so they're easy to install.
Uh-oh, I see trouble brewing. But I know you can get her done, Pops.
Gee, thanks, Kel.
And let's not forget, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the finest selection of knobs and pulls to really make that cabinet really sizzle.
For the finest selection of environmentally friendly premium kitchen and bath fixtures on the Central Coast, come shop at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Yo, is let's do this.
Color. I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking.
King of my jungle, just a gangster, stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse. Vendetta's a death, back the colors I choose. Red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter. Sucker died for your life when my shotgun scatters. Colors, the gangs of L.A. will never die. Just multiply colors. Colors, 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 colors. You don't know me, fool. You disown me? Cool. I don't need your assistance. Social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. My life is violent, but violent is life. Peace is a dream, reality is a knife. My colors, my honor, my colors, my all. With my colors upon me, one soldier stands tall. Tell me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night in cold blood, my young brother got shot. My homeboy got jacked, my mother's on crack. My sister can't work cause her arms show tracks. Madness, insanity, live in profanity. Then some punk claiming they're understanding me. Give me a break, what world do you live in? Death is my set, guess my religion. Come, come. My pants are sagging, braided hair. Suckers stare, but I don't care. My game ain't knowledge, my game's fear. I've no remorse, so squares beware. But my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge color. Color, so I'll just walk like a giant, police defiant. You'll say to stop, but I'll say that I can't. My gang's my family, it's all that I have. I'm a star on the walls, my autograph. You don't like it, so you know where you can go. Cause the streets are my stage, and terror is my show. Psychoanalyze, try diagnosing me. Why? It wasn't your brother to brutally die, but it was mine, so let me define. My territory, don't cross the line. Don't try to act crazy, cause that shit don't faze me. If you ran like a punk, it wouldn't amaze me. Cause my color is death, though we all want peace. But our war won't end till all wars cease.
Well, he went from a rapper to being a big TV star. Ice-T right there in colors. You say, Bill, what did you play that for? I don't know. I never know why. Hi, you're Bill Bedecker. Talk is cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo. By the way, you know, this phone thing has been an issue. And so the information has been submitted to the higher-ups about, you know, what we need and all that kind of stuff. And so what they're doing with that is, you know, a mystery to me. I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, but hopefully something soon, something great will come along here, and we can resume our Friends and Neighbors Network like it was intended to be. That's all I want. Whoa, there's a weird story. Let me get this up here. This goes on for days, this story. I'm not going to go on for days with it, but I just want to read it to you a little bit. An anonymous group says it stole copies of GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney's tax records and will release them unless the company it stole them from pays $1 million. So this is a blackmail, ransomy thingy thing. How do they think they're going to get away with this? But anyway, what the heck. Secret Service said it is investigating. The company said there is no immediate sign that any such theft took place. Using your office in Franklin, Tennessee, the group tells PricewaterhouseCoopers in an online posting, we're able to gain access to your network file servers and copy over the tax documents of one Willard M. Romney and Ann D. Romney. It threatens to send encrypted codes to all major news outlets and warns if the parties interested do not want the encrypted key released to the public to unlock these documents on September 28th of this year, then payment will be necessary. If the money is not received, the entire world will be allowed to view the documents with a publicity release to unlock the everything, the group warns. The group demands $1 million worth of online currency called bitcoins. It also says that people who want the documents released can send money as well, and whichever sends $1 million first will win. Bitcoin, I didn't even know there was such a thing. Bitcoin is a digital currency not overseen by any government or bank. Various merchants accept the currency for goods and services. PricewaterhouseCoopers, which offers tax services as well as auditing and more, tweeted that it's working with the Secret Service at this time. There's no evidence of unauthorized access to our data. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to go after, you know, let's say you're going to ruin the reputation of Pricewaterhouse, you know, it's certainly worth more than $1 million. So this tells me that somebody's maybe bogus. But that's really weird, though. That's a strange, strange tale. It's how it goes, the strangeness all around us. We should probably hit on a little bit. Let me tell you what's going on here. They're redoing the Performing Arts Center. There's a new picture right here. They're redoing the seats and everything, and they're putting new wires and everything in for a new sound system. And so that's kind of cool. And so there's not doing anything at the moment. There's lots of things going on, though. There are an amazing number of things going on. And they have a listing of them in the paper today. And I don't know if I have time to get to it or not. I doubt it. But there's just lots of things going on. All right. Why is that there like that? That's not easy being me, I tell you. Okay, so we're not going to worry about that either. Cal Poly student still missing near Chico. He went on a rafting affair, you know, and something went bad. And so they don't know where he is. They've been looking for him, and they don't know what's happening. And they hope to find him. But anyway, this is they haven't found him yet. So they don't really know what's going on. Really bad, really bad. All right. Oh, this is a fascinating thing they had on the science edition here. The DNA junk turns out to be necessary. So it's what they're scientists are uncovering through our DNA, what part of our genome is screwing us up when we get older, gives us Alzheimer's, gives us heart disease, all that. And they really feel like they're on a breakthrough of being able to say, okay, we can alter this. We can alter this. Now, remember, this then goes to the next phase, which is very controversial. If you say, well, we can prevent you from getting Alzheimer's disease when you're older, who's going to say no to that? Who's going to say, well, no, I'd rather get Alzheimer's disease? Nobody. But see, then we get into this highly weird neighborhood they can also look at an infant's DNA and maybe in the future, what it sounds like in the future, alter that DNA so that the child would have, they could actually take the embryo and do it and alter what the person's going to look like and everything else. You know, I'm just like, it's really, you can get really far-fetched with this, which I think is the right term for it. I don't think we're going to get far-fetched. I think the ethics of it is going to prevent that. But you never know. You know, you never know where it's going to end or start or begin or whatever. You just, that's a hard thing to judge. But I'm guessing. I'm just guessing that. All right. I can guess that if I want to, okay. But how great it would be to just say, okay, I don't want some of this stuff. Wow. Here's, the hate crimes that involved the athletic director over at Mission College Prep? She's gay. And so they people did bad things at her home and at the school. And so they haven't gotten any leads yet, so they're looking for information. If you can, you can call Crime Stoppers at 549-7867 or text message slow tips. And they really are trying to get some information on this thing if they can. I would like to see somebody get all over that myself. This is. I don't know this woman from Adam because all the young actresses and actors that are coming up, I try to keep on top of it, you know, but a lot of them, I don't know anything about them. Here's Amanda Bynes, as I'm saying her name right. She's in trouble again. She was involved in two hit and run traffic accidents in recent months. Plus, she was already got a DUI and ran into a cop car. So it says here, the 26-year-old is best known for a role in Warner Brothers' What I Like About You in the film Easy A. That's not true. She's best known for really driving badly. That's what she's going to be known for. Oscar De La Renta gets an artistry award. This is Martha Stewart, Barbara Walters, and Sarah Jessica Parker on hand to show their support Wednesday. I don't think they really have to show support for him. I bet that's nice. And then services next week for the Green Mile star, Michael Clark Duncan. It says here they're going to have a public viewing, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Sunday at Forest Lawn Memorial Park, and then L.A. Private service will be followed Monday. The Green Mile star died Monday. He was 54. I don't understand. I don't know why you want to go see a dead guy in a casket. I don't know why you want to see a casket that one can only assume someone's in there or not, just to see the casket. I guess it's called paying respects. Is that right? I still find it kind of macabre, I got to tell you the truth. That's just me, though. All right. I was going to share a couple stories in Calcos News, even though we didn't sort of officially do it today. A report of a panga boat off the coast of San Simeon led San Luis Obispo County Sheriff deputies to take 14 alleged smugglers into custody early this morning. Following the tip, a California Highway Patrol officer flying over the coastline, the helicopter spotted the panga boat loaded with large bales of marijuana near Capforo Creek Road. A witness told officers that people were carrying parcels from the beach to a motorhome. The suspects then left in the motorhome, a black sedan and a white truck. Deputies stopped two of the suspect vehicles, one near Highway 1 in Cayucas and the other in San Simeon. Panga boats are modest-sized, open, fast-moving fishing boats common throughout Central America, and it's common, very common, to smuggling drugs. You would think that somewhere along the line, somebody would say, let's use a different kind of boat. Yeah? Let's use a different kind of boat. But they don't. So, therefore, they're easy to spot, easy to stop. Okay. But I guess if they get enough of them to get through, it doesn't matter to them, I guess. Isn't that what one has to assume? Okay, I'll assume it with you. Okay, a panga boat. Other things happening. This is one of these stories I hate to even read out loud. Santa Barbara man was arrested Wednesday for the alleged molestation of a 15-year-old developmentally disabled girl in late August following a church service. Armando Segoviano allegedly approached the girl, who had mental ability of a 6-year-old, kissed and sexually touched her before starting to lead her toward a dark parking lot. Her parents, who were inside their home, stopped him and called the coppers. Police arrested Segoviano on suspicion of committing a lewd act upon a child, booked him into a Santa Barbara County jail. His bail was set at $100,000. Yucky. The more the merrier. An alleged drunk driver was arrested after she crashed her car into a house on Brook Pine Drive in San Luis Obispo late Sunday night. Naomi Brebs was driving southbound when she veered off the road and crashed into the home. No one was injured in the accident. Officers arrested Brebs for misdemeanor driving under the influence and booked her into San Luis Obispo County Jail. Is this the car? There's the house. This is the car. I can't really tell. That picture doesn't tell me much. But anyway, this was taken in the dark, which is why it's hard to really kind of get going on it. All right, here was the thing over here I want to talk about. Well, there's two things we should talk about. Karen Veely wrote a special article about Brian Hensley, who's 22, tried to get help for his mental illness more than a year ago. Today he sits in jail, accused of killing his younger brother last month. Hensley became the sixth mentally ill person to be suspected or accused of killing in the past 20 months in San Luis Obispo County. Sherry Grayson, coping with the death of her son Tyler Hanks and the arrest of his older brother Brandon, says the lack of mental health service in San Luis Obispo County contributed to her family's tragedy. When he was young, his doctor said Brandon had special needs and he would probably never graduate, go to a regular school, or get married. Grayson said after he turned 18, it was very difficult to get him the help that he needed. Cases of homicides believed to have been committed by mentally ill suspects have skyrocketed in San Luis Obispo County over the past few years, and several families of those accused of the killings point to decreasing number of addiction and mental health services that are available locally. And then somebody wrote an opinion piece, which is I'll just tell you what they have to say. Okay, we'll go from there. This was written by Judith Bernstein, and so she's upset. She thinks that a law should be passed to get down to the heart of the matter, She says that a law should be passed because people, a lot of people that rent, you know, condos, apartments, homes, et cetera, always put no pets a lot of time. So she said, well, maybe they should ask for enough money so if the carpet has to be replaced, it can be replaced. If the place has to be repainted, it gets repainted. But anyway, she said that she thinks that they we should have a law, amend the United States of California Constitution so that the make no exclusion based on clause talking about race, national origin, gender to add people possessing pets. So that's an interesting thought right there. So you'd have to take the pets. If you rented it to a person, you'd have to take the pets. I'm not sure of the thinking of that. But she did say this right here. Why do we humans have pets? Companionship. We love animals. We inherited the pet. Unconditional love that runs both ways. They're cute. We need an excuse to walk the dog, maybe do it. And pet owners can be poor, wealthy, or in between, meaning that some of them cannot afford to buy their own homes where they can have any pet that isn't illegal. Even in the one case I know of, a seal that lives in a pool, for gosh sakes. All right. Then somebody wrote down here. Where did that go? Let me see if I can find it. Anyway, somebody wrote, I only rent to pet owners because people that don't like animals, there's something wrong with them. Can I sort of defend that? It's not a matter of people not liking animals. There's people that don't like animal behavior, and it's when it's unsupervised, it can be kind of weird. Cats that go into your yard and crap in your garden and stuff, and cats have free roam of every place, which I've never quite really understood, you know. So I have to admit, I'm not a cat lover, but I'm not a cat hater. I don't hate the cats. I don't hate the dogs that bark and drive me crazy in the neighborhood. I don't hate them. I just think that they're unsupervised, and I think that that's wrong. So, sorry, I'm telling you. I think that's wrong. Okay. That's my opinion there. All right, that was it. All right, that was it right there. All right, let's see what else we got going on today. That was it for that. Well, let's do... I'm trying to find the thing I want to share with you today here. I got a bunch of stuff here. Well, let's go ahead and do this one. I'm going to preface this story by saying something. This is a story about thalidomide use in the early 50s in Europe. And of course, it caused deformed babies. And I know the person that actually came up with the formula for thalidomide. It was the idea was to use it for morning sickness, but it was never licensed in the United States. And actually what happened, because I know this, what happened is it was submitted to some European pharmaceutical companies who basically stole it, who stole the formula, changed it a little bit, stole the formula, and then started producing thalidomide, and then they never did any drug testing, you know, on fetal testing before it. So that was the result of that. But I thought I'd let you know that I know more about it than a lot of people, sadly.
Radio.
50 years after it was pulled from the market, the makers of a drug that caused severe birth defects has apologized to those affected by it. I'm CNN's Jim Rope. The drug we're talking about is thalidomide.
And all Dad knew was that there was a problem with the birth. I can't hardly imagine my father's shock.
In 1959, Jack Merica was born with what is called focomelia, a birth defect in which the upper portion of the limb is either underdeveloped or non-existent.
And it's from the Greek. It means seal limbs. Literally, because they look like flippers.
Merica's mother took thalidomide while pregnant with him to combat severe morning sickness.
And mine is what they call asymmetrical bilateral focomelia of the upper extremities. That means that they don't match.
But how long is your left arm?
From shoulder to fingertips, 16 inches.
And your right arm?
28 inches.
He has three fingers on each hand. Thalidomide, manufactured by the German pharmaceutical company Grünenthal, was widely used in Europe but never licensed for sale in the U.S. Women in this country did have access to it from roughly 1957 to 1961, however, in the form of a trial drug. Drugs that are tested as part of the approval process for the FDA. He said along with his mother's morning sickness, she had a history of miscarriages. She was afraid that her severe morning sickness would trigger a miscarriage when she was pregnant with Jack, so her doctor gave her this trial drug, a drug no one knew much about.
My mom said she just took it once or twice, and that's all it takes.
When you were born, the doctors did not tell her that your situation was because of thalidomide.
No, they didn't know.
What did they tell her?
They told her that there was a problem with the birth.
It was just a birth defect? That's all that, they told
her? That's all they told her, that it was a birth defect. You know, it was just one of those things.
For about the first several years of Merrick's life, that's what they believed. Until one morning in his pediatrician's office.
It's about 1964, and we saw the layout of the thalidomide kids in Europe in Life magazine. And my mom was looking at it, and she's kind of sniffling, and I was looking at it. I was 4 or 5 years old, you know, and remember asking my mom, you know, pointing out to her that one little girl's arms looked just like my left arm. I believe that's when my mom had the leap of reason. And light hit her, and after seeing the pictures and reading what happened and whatnot, and put two and two together.
Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay Embarcadero has been totally remodeled. There's a new look throughout the restaurant, including a great bar area with plenty of room for you to hang. What I like the best is what the Dutchman's new Fargo table chef has created, a new menu that features fresh seafood. It starts with hand-selected fish delivered right to our dock and served within hours of being pulled from the ocean. It's the only way to eat. At Dutchman Seafood House, you'll enjoy waterfront dining, creative cocktails, a nice selection of reasonably priced wines, and a tempting variety of entrees featuring seafood, poultry, beef, salads, and award-winning clam chowder that's guaranteed to satisfy your hunger. When you walk in the Dutchman, you'll find an inviting bar where weekdays we offer special happy hour pricing from 3 to 6. Formerly known as the Flying Dutchman, you'll find the newly remodeled Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay waterfront near Pacific Street at 701 Embarcadero.
There are two types of hearing protection. Earmuffs fit over the entire outer ear so that the ear canal is blocked. Fashion earmuffs for keeping your ears warm do not prevent harmful sounds. Earplugs or inserts are typically made of silicone or film and are inserted into the ear canal to create a seal. They come in a variety of sizes and textures to provide optimum fit. Custom-made earplugs, which are popular with musicians and motorcyclists, can be obtained from an audiologist. This public service announcement is brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Hello, my name is Ivan Ulves. This week, the Treasure Ivan Show will feature the Red Scare of the 1950s as told through children's records. Were they innocent amusements for the kiddie crowd, or vicious propaganda tools to create a Soviet America? Listen in and decide for yourself. Saturday at 1:05 p.m. and Sunday at 5:05. See you there, comrades.
Fun. The man that's niche and unpredictable. Cause mama, I'm in love with a criminal.
Caught me by surprise. That's how it ends. Hi, I was, what was the name of that girl? Britney Spears. That's who did that. It was Cruel Criminal, and I'm in the criminal mode today. And so anyway, I'm glad you could join me. I'm Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And we're doing news and chatting and trying to figure out what the heck's going on in life out there. Okay, we're trying to get a feeling for it. Let me check CNN and see what's happening right now and make sure there isn't something I need to tell you about right this second. Well, now this is interesting. Here's a school bans a Peyton Manning jersey. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what the rules in schools are for sports sweatshirts and stuff. But I'm sure somebody has them. That's just the way life works. And I'll get to we'll just start this when it starts. Some of these things, it's very quiet, and it's about beauty rest, which I'm going to tell you about real soon anyway with Ivers.
Connor Vanetta is just 8 years old. A long time at his age is pretty much eternity. He begged his mom for this Peyton Manning jersey, only to find out he can't wear it inside his third grade classroom.
He told me I couldn't wear 18 anymore because it's a game number and I had to take it off.
You see, Connor loves jerseys and he loves football. He has the 61 jersey he wears to school, and it's okay. But according to Weld County School District 6, the number 18 is considered to be a part of gang culture.
We do try to really discourage and take a strong stance on any sort of clothing or display of gang-affiliated material or signage.
The number 18 is one of a handful the district says can be associated with gang violence and is banned altogether.
We're Broncos fans ourselves, so it's not anything to do with that. It's just wanting to set a consistent, solid example.
I'm pretty upset about it, pretty upset that the schools have come down to this. I think that they need to start paying attention more to the education that the children are getting rather than what they're wearing.
Connor and his mom say they're all for safety, but in third grade,
doesn't make a lot of sense.
They feel number 18 should be celebrated, not feared.
Is anybody smarter than I am about gang stuff? I don't know. I have no idea in the whole wide world what that affiliation to gangs is, number 18. Wasn't it, 13? It used to be 17, 13, 27. What's the 13th letter? Is M the 13th letter alpha? That was marijuana. That was a kind of a code thing for marijuana. Years and years. I mean, we're talking about years and years ago. We're talking years and years ago. So I'm not quite sure what that's about. Okay. Now, let me tell you what's going on. Idlers, after Labor Day sale, you got free delivery, free setup, free haul away. That's the greatest part of the whole thing, and you got to admit that, because you don't want to have to wrestle that thing out to the dump. Give me a break. You don't even have to wrestle upstairs or downstairs. If you have an upstairs or downstairs, you don't have to wrestle it through the house if you only have one story. You don't want to have to do it with a bed. It's hard enough just to turn them over and around. But anyway, so they have all kinds of great things going on. 0% finance for 12 months on certain things. You have to check with them. They have Beauty Rest and Sealy and all kinds of stuff on sale. The Beauty Rest recharge and save rebates up to $300. They also are having, remember I told you this, they have closeouts. They'll have model closeouts on certain kinds of Tempur-Pedic beds. And that way they say, okay, well, this is the one of those beds that's not selling as much as other beds. Doesn't mean you won't like it. And so this is one of those ergo affairs. And so you can save up to $400 on that. You're actually saving on the bed itself, not the mattress. And so the ergo thing is, what, like I told you, you can raise your back up. You can raise your feet up. And it's really comfortable. I mean, I have to tell you, it's like, wow. It's like, wow. I'm going to tell you that right now. Wow. And it's really kind of, they even got Vibromatic in there. So you can have head, feet, whole body, the whole shebang, you know. It's quite the remarkable thing right there. So get into Idlers. They're right there at the end, across and Short Street, and you go to the dead end. You know, instead of going right to Trader Joe's, you go left, or for Food for Less, wherever you want to go left, and they're right there in the corner. Nice people, nice place to buy, and Idlers has been around since 1954. So I don't see how you can go wrong with that. I don't see how you can go wrong with that deal. Okay. Well, here was a weird that happened. This is police on Wednesday interrogated a man accused of opening fire at a midnight victory rally for Quebec's new separatist premier. But police said the suspect's rambling statements in French and English yielded no immediate motive for the shooting that killed one. Now, she was okay, Pauline Maros. But she was okay, but there's the thing there. All right, here's this again. Here's this thing. Here's this thing that just... Oh, God. Well, Afghanistan's now the longest war we've ever been in. Afghan authorities have detained or removed hundreds of soldiers in an investigation into rising insider attacks against international service personnel or their supposed partners in the fight against Taliban insurgents and other militants, officials said. God. Most foreign troops, they hope that they can get things straightened out so most foreign troops can draw by 2014. President Hamid Karzai's government hopes Afghan forces can take responsibility for security nationwide by that time. It's still part of the hearts and minds affair. This is this, you know, this military philosophy that, you know, you have to have the backing of the people. We don't even have the backing of the military. So then one has to say to themselves, you have no hearts and no minds whatsoever at this point. So it's like every day you wake up and start from scratch. A little bit rough, don't you think? And speaking of which, can I say something to you, please? Think beyond yourself, when the question comes up, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Think beyond yourself when you say, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, I don't care what you are. Think beyond yourself. The people most not better off are the families of our soldiers killed overseas and our soldiers that were wounded overseas. And they're not better off, I can tell you that. And so there's something to put in your hat there. Think about. Oh, here's a story that Mike was mentioning yesterday. Pope Benedict has his go-kart here. What is it called? But here's the other things. He got his electric car, a customized white Renault Kangaroo for jaunts around the gardens of the papal summer residence. Benedict's been dubbed the Green Pope for his environmental concerns, which have been a hallmark of his papacy. He has written the need to protect God's creation in the encyclicals. Okay. And here we got this subject's come up again. Infant male circumcision for religious reasons is legal in Berlin, a top state official said Wednesday. Now, remember, in San Francisco, they were going to ban male circumcision. And then the Jewish community especially got, and so what, are you kidding? Yeah, you can't do that. And so then they had a report. I was watching a report the other night on TV, the day, whatever it was. And they were saying that, I think I mentioned this, that this whole circumcision thing, the Jewish people are ahead of the curve on this. Because you have a lot less problems with human papillomavirus. You have lots of less problems with cervical cancer in men that are circumcised and have the women there. Men get less STDs. So it's not like it, you know, I don't know why it was done for religious reasons to begin with, but you know, I think still with health behind the idea, and now it's been proved that that's the case. It's been proved to be the case. And I don't want to talk any more about it, okay? Because I wince. So it makes me get the heebie-jeebies. I can't take it. I get the heebie-jeebies. All right. Turks accuse Syria of state terrorism. Do you think? A small study finds a coffee can ease pain, not like big time. It's not like, you know, if you lose your arm or something, it's going to feel okay. But it's, you know, for small pain, coffee can seem to help some. And we're not exactly sure what that's about. Here's a scam plane on Chinese superstition. Now, we're not Chinese, so I'm not going to comment on the superstition because I don't know anything about it. But here's how they're scamming the Chinese women. They've already scammed off with $2 million this year by playing on the superstition of Cantonese-speaking women. So here's what the most recent case happened over the Labor Day weekend when two women in their 60s were told they and their cash and jewelry needed to be purified because they had stepped in blood and were being overtaken by evil spirits, police said. So they give the people the jewelry and the stuff to hold. They get distracted, and then the team takes off. So I don't know why they I don't know for sure why they would have thought they had walked in blood. But I don't know anything about that. So, but they're getting scammed over it. And that's the deal right there. And Angeles National Forest had a little light rain and cooler weather has helped the forest fire there. 1,300 firefighters are on hand. Some people were allowed to return to their homes. I'm trying to find out what percent. It's 24% contained is what it is. Okay. This isn't surprising. This is one of those stories that, you can't have a happy ending if you're responsible for somebody dying. And a 17-year-old who authorities say stole a car and then led West Sacramento police on a chase that ended up killing a pedestrian is being charged with murder. And know this, that he didn't hit the pedestrian. A cop did while pursuing. Anyway, but you're going to get nailed for it. That's the way that works. Okay. We got another one of these crazy things. We had the people. There was a story about the people that were surfing. What do they call it? It's car surfing, where they're sitting on the hood of the car going 70 miles an hour. They came off. One was killed. One was seriously injured. The guy has been the guy that was the driver. He's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. And then, have you taught Fido to fetch? You may think twice about it when you hear about the thing that happened in Newberry Springs. In the Mojave Desert, where a dog brought home a human foot with a bone hanging out of it, attached leg bone. They don't know where he got it, and they don't know what the rest of it is, but they're going to find out, I guess. Four Marines have been arrested for being a gay man outside of a bar. So now the Marine Corps is trying to say, well, let us look at it first. And here's the interesting. You say to yourself, well, they're just going to protect their Marines. You never know. That's your first instinct, but it could be entirely wrong. I don't know. We talked about the Uniform Code of Military Justice and how it works, and you never know when all of a sudden it's going to turn and fall heavily upon you, and be much worse than anything that a civilian court could have come up with. So it'll be interesting to see where that pans out. We'll hear about it. Now this is what a weird possibility to have this happen, in my opinion. Okay. This is the fact that here's a guy who's a botanist is going along where is he driving? The Golden Gate Bridge. He's driving across the Golden Gate Bridge. He looks over and sees what turns out to be a Franciscan manzanita, which they thought was completely extinct. So now, I don't know what they're doing to protect it, but the fact that you brought attention to the fact that there's one in the whole wide world, Franciscan manzanita. You know how people are in San Francisco. That means it should become a target. So I think it was best if they just shut up, but they didn't, so now we'll see what's going on. All right, here's the big news, as you know. Drew Peterson was found guilty of murdering his third wife. Let me see if we have more of an update than that. Finally. That's all I can say, finally. Now we don't have anything in video. Drew Peterson lawyers said they face an uphill battle going to the trial after they began appealing the case soon. It was a stacked deck, attorney Joel Brodsky said, referring to a hearsay evidence that he didn't believe should have been allowed in. Brodsky said he still believed that Peterson was completely innocent of the charges. Of course, they always say that. That's why they're paid the big bucks. The case was based almost entirely on hearsay, he said, adding that there's never was never a case with more issues for appeal than Peterson's. There's a reason why for hundreds of years it's been excluded. Well, it ain't excluded now, pal. So there you go. It ain't excluded anymore. Mm-hmm. Forecasters say that Leslie has strengthened into a sixth hurricane of the Atlantic season, but still remains far from land, which is the good news. But they're saying this thing, it could pick up speed and really nail Bermuda. These Caribbean islands, they have to take turns getting, just destroyed by hurricanes. And in this particular case, it's Bermuda they're worried about. Here's one of those cutesy stories, a cutie. A woman says that a six-week-old kitten hitched a ride on the outside of her vehicle as she drove about 100 miles over upstate New York roads. She drove to the Adirondacks and back and heard some meowing coming from her Jeep. She asked two friends to help search the vehicle. They finally found the kitten wedged behind a bumper, and they had to cut it free. So it's kind of a cutesy story, sort of. Yeah. Unless it wasn't stuck to the tire, you know, flat. The criminal case against the highest-ranking Catholic official in the U.S. to be charged with shielding an abusive priest is headed for a swift ending because what they decided is they're not going to have a jury trial. They're going to have a judge hear the case. Okay, and here's another weird, weird. You know, we have Hantavirus. We have avian flu. We have, you name it, it's out there. And deer tick fever and whatever else we got. And here you have a girl, 7, in Denver, was diagnosed with bubonic plague. And they said, of course, this happens very, very seldom. It's extremely rare. Federal officials say they are aware of only two other confirmed and one probable case in the U.S. so far this year, an average year, the current case with New Mexico and Oregon. Now, the question they don't say in here is the only way, I don't know if this is the only way you can get bubonic plague from a flea bite from an infected rat. I thought that's how they were all, that happened to the, in Europe, when they wiped out, you know, half of Europe. But I thought that, but I'm not sure. Okay, you got Joe Arpaio is the sheriff that's always in the news in Arizona. A judge ruled Wednesday that Arizona authorities can enforce a show-me-your-papers provision of its immigration law. The district judge, Susan Bolton, backed the 2010's law's requirement that while enforcing other laws, police questioning the immigration status of those who they suspect are in the country illegally. And we'll hear a lot about that. That's not going to just sit there unmolested. People will be all over that one, I'll tell you that for sure. Let me see what else I have on CNN and make sure there isn't something else I need to tell you about. Here it is. Historic storm headed for the Bermuda, it says right there. Here was a story. Let me see if I can find it. I don't see it. Let me see if I do this. There was a woman who beheaded someone who raped her. I don't have any problem with that. See if I can find it. We're supposed to continue to have warmer weather by the weekend this weekend. It's supposed to be really nice. It's already Thursday, of course. So it's going to be actually in the 80s, low 80s in San Luis Obispo for the Imodari affair. I don't see it. Let's see what whacking someone's head off. What category is it under? Okay, well, I don't see it, so...
On the video, the then 19-year-old...
Excuse me very much. That's not. I didn't want you just all of a sudden break into song there. Okay. Right here. Here it is. A woman beheads her rapist, awaits trial.
Navin Yildirim, a 26-year-old mother of two, claims that her husband's cousin, a 35-year-old man, tormented and abused her for months while her husband was out of town. Nuratin Gidaj entered her home while she was asleep and raped her at gunpoint, threatening to kill her children if she screamed. She says he subsequently raped her many times and took pictures of her with his cell phone and threatened to publish them. She says she was too afraid to tell anyone about the rapes. Then, last Tuesday, Yildirim had enough. She said Gidaj called. She was sure he was going to rape her again. When he arrived at her house, she grabbed a rifle and shot him repeatedly. Then she cut off his head and carried it to the town square. Witnesses say she held the severed head in front of men at a coffee house and said, quote, "Don't play with my honor. Here is the head of the man who played with my honor." And then she tossed the severed head on the ground. Her father explains why she did it.
He had been abusing my child for a long time and using a weapon, saying he would kill her and kill her children. My child reached her wit's end because she couldn't handle it anymore.
Witnesses in the square called police and Yildirim was arrested. She says she regrets what happened, but says her reputation was in jeopardy and felt she needed to clean her honor. Now she is 5 months pregnant and insists the rapist is the father. According to a local clinic, she first tried to get an abortion when she was about 14 weeks pregnant, but was told abortion was not an option. Turkish law does not allow abortions after 10 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases of rape or when the mother's life is in danger. Yildirim says she still wants an abortion and she has the support of Turkish women's groups. She says she's ready to die. Munita Rajpal, CNN, London.
Okay, it's not like we're the only place that has these big questions about abortion and rape and strange congressmen.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. I'm Bill Benick. I hope you're happy for the rest of the day. We'll get together again tomorrow, Friday. We'll have Karen Vealy in, and then I'll do the movie thing on behalf of Jim and I, because he's at the big film festival, and we'll do it at noon. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benick.
Chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know.
Thank you.
is running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.